Yesterday we unburdened Brazen. That was a funny slip, wasn't it? And I'm sitting here this morning feeling really empty. I can still see her on the ground. There's nothing left but a few clothes. And actually, there's really nothing left. My mind is trying to project things into the scene because I'm having a hard time imagining me without her. She served me so well in this life. I wouldn't be here without her. In many of the situations, and many of the people who took notice, and some who protected me, did so because of Brazen. They loved her. She was fun and exciting. She wasn't afraid of almost anything. And yet that's not true. It was born from fear. Sweet dear Andre, please remember, Brazen was born of fear. She came into being because of the distortions, because of the trauma, because of the abuse and neglect. How do I move forward without her? I get it. A 61-year-old woman can't do that. Although I see them quite often trying. But I know in my heart it's not right. I am in my wisdom time. It's time for me to turn this around and give. You know, even William talked about that in his reading, that I was coming to a time in my life where 3 new strands of DNA will come online and I will stop receiving and taking and I will give. I want to give. But I can't give from an empty place. And I feel so empty, spirit. I know, I hear you, I'm not. I don't want to give into fear. Right now, I hear it. It's like it's grumbling under my feet, whispering everywhere. How are you going to get along in this world? And yet, I'm also sitting here this morning thinking about my fledgling friendship with Lena and the fact that I went to lunch with her and a friend on Monday and I watched my old Brazen behavior, trying to shock and awe. And I'm still apologizing for it in my mind now. 2 days later, I want to live a life where I don't have to do that. I am enough. I am good enough. And I am vulnerable. And I watched Eileen last night rage over her vulnerability, so angry that she couldn't contain the fact that she needs a lung transplant, so pissed at herself because she cries almost daily now. I don't want to go back there. I like being vulnerable, but I don't know how to take that into the world and protect myself.